The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam is leading Maghrib Salah, and he says this ayah, أَمْ خُلِقُوا مِنْ غَيْرِ شَيْءٍ أَمْ هُمُ الْخَالِقُونَ, or were they created by nothing, or are they their own creators? This verse and the ones following it speak about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's creation, art, how he created us. Did they create the heavens and the earth? Did we create the heavens and the earth? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is asking these type of rhetorical questions. And Jubair radiallahu anhu, he is hearing this as the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is leading. And then he says that it was the first time he felt his heart fly. The first time he felt his heart fly as he is feeling his iman. So he believed, but he didn't have that like flying heart experience until this moment with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And when we say he believed, it meant he was already a companion of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This is a companion who's seeing the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who's with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But this is the moment that he really felt it in his heart, the emotional moment that all of us seek in Ramadan. And the reason why I want to start with this story is because we are at the end of Ramadan. Alhamdulillah that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed and honored us with witnessing. And many of us at this point are wondering if we've wasted all of Ramadan, or we don't feel like we've had an emotional connection to Ramadan. And let's be honest, we are witnessing a genocide in Gaza. We are seeing the oppression in Sudan and in Congo and in all different parts of this ummah. People here in the United States, we have so many realities of pain and oppression. And with all of that, it does affect your mental health. It does affect your ability to feel the same way you might be able to feel otherwise. And the overwhelming guilt at having safety and not being able to do anything to stop a genocide that we're witnessing really, really affects our any human being who has a heart. It affects any person who has a heart on one level. And on the other level, some people are trying to protect themselves from the complete shutdown that they have because they can't function when they witness it. And so they have to shut it out, and then they feel guilty for the fact that they are doing so. Those emotions are very real. Now, on top of that, we are all struggling with our own things. And here at Celebrate Mercy, when we did the Friday program at the beginning of Ramadan, someone asked a question. It was an anonymous question. And they said they have a bad habit of binging and purging. They binge and they purge. And when they binge and purge, which means that they eat and then they vomit, they promise to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that they're not going to be doing that this Ramadan. And on the first day of Ramadan, they did so. And when they did, they felt so bad because they felt like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wouldn't want to answer their dua or wouldn't want them to pray, because they loved the habit more than they loved Allah. Like, if they loved Allah more, they would have just been able to stop the habit of not binging and purging. And we discussed at that time that binging and purging, eating disorders, are not a bad habit. We would never say to someone with cancer, you just need to love Allah more and then it will go away. No, we need emotional support. We need doctors. We need treatment. We need therapy. And there can be times that even fasting with an eating disorder can be dangerous for you. So consulting with a scholar who is aware of your reality and eating disorders and working with a therapist, doctor, is so important. But when someone gets to this part of Ramadan, the end, and they are struggling with an eating disorder, or you have children, and someone messaged me saying they have children with special needs and it's been very hard for them to focus, you know, even for 5 minutes in Ramadan, because they are always on. They always have to be on for the protection of their children in their particular circumstance. When you are someone who is caring for a parent and you are worried about your parent, or maybe you've spent this part of Ramadan in a hospital, when you are somebody who has been trying to focus and you've tried and you have, but you haven't been able to get to where you want to go, and now it's the 27th and you feel like you've wasted all of Ramadan, in all of those circumstances or whatever your circumstance is, I want you to remember Jubair. I want you to go back to his story. Because this is a companion of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This is someone who loved the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This is someone who absolutely had the commitment to Islam. And yet, he didn't say, every single time I heard the Quran, I was weeping. He didn't say, every time I prayed behind the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, I felt a special connection. Of course they did. They're the companions. Of course they did. But at the same time, why did he tell us that it was in that moment his heart was flying? I want us to give ourselves permission to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that our worship, the action of the worship, is a testimony to our love for Allah, even if we are not a puddle of tears because our iman tastes so sweet. When we differentiate between, I'm going to be so committed to the act, I'm going to be so committed to my belief that I will continue to act, and if I make a mistake, I will repent. And did you know that it is unbecoming of a believer? The other day, I was doing Quran with one of my teachers. His name is Sheikh Abdullah Deeb. Many of you, I'm sure, are aware of him. MashaAllah, tabarakAllah, he has one of the shortest sentences of the world. And we were talking, and I said something about myself. I was like, oh, and I said something that was about my own insecurity. And he responded, and he said, it is not allowed for a believer to put themselves down. He said, you are not allowed to put yourself down. There's a difference between humility, and there's a difference between putting yourself down. And when we put ourselves down, and when we constantly think that we are not good enough for Allah, and we haven't been weeping enough, and we didn't feel Ramadan the way we want to, I want us to remember to give ourselves permission to focus on the action. Are you still going to be committed to the Quran even if you don't feel like your heart is flying? Are you still going to pray every single salah even if you don't feel like while you're praying you have this overwhelming, overflowing love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Because you do have it. That's why you're praying. You do have the commitment. That's why you care. You do want to feel it. That's why you feel guilty. So instead of focusing on the fact that you are chasing a feeling that is not required, you are not worshiping a feeling. You're not worshiping a feeling. You are worshiping Allah. And what else? What more to affirm the fact that you are worshiping Allah than the fact that you don't have a feeling and you're still going? You're not chasing the feeling. You are chasing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's pleasure. You're not worshiping to Allah. You are worshiping with Him. You are worshiping, walking with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You are working for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is your goal. Getting to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is your goal. And what does Allah tell us? You do the action. That is how we come closest to Him. And then the extra. And the extra is how that love continues. The extra is how that love increases. So if you are at this part of Ramadan and you are hating yourself and you have so much self-loathing, I want you to remember, Jubair radiallahu anhu, a companion of the Prophet ﷺ, felt it in a moment. Inshallah, once in a while, you'll feel that moment. Inshallah, we all will. But whether or not we feel it, we are committed. We are committed to our love for Allah through action. Our love to Allah, our love for Allah, our being obsessed with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through our action. And you're already doing that. That's why you're here. And another action you can do tonight is donate generously to Celebrate Mercy. Celebrate Mercy is an amazing organization that is allowing for all of us to come together in community. SubhanAllah, what a gift on the 27th or whatever it is for you to come and remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Please invest in Celebrate Mercy tonight. And inshallah, that reward of your investment will be multiplied.